Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, does Paul advocate prayers and baptism on behalf of others who died? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will resume teaching the series from the book of Revelation, and he'll be in chapter 11, verses 15 through 19, regarding the seventh trumpet. There will be the ladies' Bible studies tomorrow, January 11th, at 7 p.m. The northern group will meet at the home of Nabucco de Spain. And so please note the address and the telephone number in the regular insert in your bulletin. The southern group will meet at the same time in the church conference room. And Tuesday, January 12th, the men's Bible study group will meet at the Velo's home. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 57, verse 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 39, This Is My Father's World. Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 308, Higher Ground.
Lord, let my
you please stand now as we sing hymn number 394, I Surrender All.
Remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we open the doors of this place today to proclaim that there is power in Jesus' name. There is power in His blood to save, and there is power in His listening ears to bring our prayers to the throne of God and to give us what is best for us. And so because of Jesus, today we say thank you, Father. Thank you. And we praise your name because you hear us and you answer us and you mold us in the image of that beautiful Jesus. We pray that this service today not only be honoring the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, will be a service where our heart be moved, where our life be shaken because of the presence of the mighty Spirit of God among us. We pray for those who are listening over the radio, some of them in hospitals and in shut-in places. We pray for those listening over the internet across America, whether in Delaware, in Minnesota, New York, New Jersey, Texas, Arizona, Southern and Northern California. We pray that they will be moved by the Spirit of God. We pray for those in Korea who listen. They will be moved by the Spirit of God because your word is alive. It's not just letters in a paper. It's life that comes when we read it. And so may this morning be an experience that we never had before as we listen to your word afresh. We miss our choir director today, Laura, Darlene Laurel. She is awful sick at home, and you know it already. But we pray that your healing power, the mighty hand of God, will alleviate her problems and that she be recovered so that we can enjoy someone who loves you and praise the Lord with us today. We thank you for Tricia and for Tayan helping us and having the choir in one piece together. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We pray for our missionaries that they be experiencing the power of God in their ministry. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Marta Porretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, and here locally, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, with the ambition to have a clinic, Lord, which is peanuts for you. It's just a drop on the bucket for you. Christian Athletic Association, teaching young people to play and to revere you. Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Daniel today in Florida, with the snow on the ground, Lord, and bless him as he ministered to the people on the race. And Fred and Carol Lewis and the U.S. Center for World Mission. Lord, I pray again for us. It is time to wake up, said the book of Romans, and to wake out of the sleep. It is time that each one of us wake up out of the sleep and live for Christ in full power. So the America will know, not the race of a new economy, not the power of its army, but the power of its people with Christ in their heart. We need to go back 100 years and revive our heart, respect you, love you, and let your power move us in a way that we never experienced before. I, as a pastor, I'm thankful for your people here in church who provide the means for us to broadcast over the air, to broadcast over the internet, to minister to the people in this location. Thank you for their love for you, because the offering is a sign of their love for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you that I never have to beg or do anything. I just put the need and people respond. Lord, what a privilege I have as a pastor. Sometimes I tremble of this great responsibility you put upon my life, greater than any work I ever experienced in my life. Sometimes I'm scared of the great responsibility placed upon me. But I pray, Lord, that I be a blessing to your people, and that they in turn be a blessing to you. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you so much, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Matthew. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1043. We will be reading Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 24. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 24. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have not left us ignorant, but through the Holy Spirit have given us the treasure of the good news of salvation, as you have revealed in the Scriptures. Again, we thank you for the clear teaching of Scripture that we cannot be devoted to wealth and possessions as an object of worship and expect to escape ruin. We thank you for the many blessings we enjoy, which are temporary, but help us to keep our minds on that which is eternal and only comes through our incomparable blessing, knowing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he brings the teaching from the Bible. Bless all those listening here and on the radio and internet and CD that we would put into practice that which we learned today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.